Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Throughout the week. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Best bets coming your way. We'll find out what the doctor is up to, I guess. Chelsea, what's going on this weekend there in Hendersonville, Tennessee, right outside of Nashville? I'm waiting for the lovely Catherine to return. She left yesterday on an overnight trip to Orlando. So her company, her law firm, is having a big get-together in Orlando here in a few weeks. So they sent her down there for a site visit because where they're having this gathering after they have this big conference is Gatorland, which is essentially an alligator theme park and wildlife preserve. So after this big conference, they always have, you know, some place where everyone can socialize, and Gatorland is the place. So the lovely Catherine is very excited because she's going to check the place out, make sure it will work. She's going to hold some reptiles and get some pictures. And I was like, honey, knock yourself out. I am terrified of alligators and crocodiles, anything in that area. That's just not for me. But she loves that kind of stuff. So I'm glad she's enjoying it, but I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, let's just hope she doesn't lose a hand in the process. But you know what else is in Orlando? And I feel like this is a personality-driven question.
Mm-hmm.
Does she love Disney World as an adult?
She doesn't.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah. She's people who love Disney, they love Disney. It's like Disneyland every single time they're in the Orlando area. Me, I'm more of a, isn't Orlando like the strip club capital or something like that? I don't know. I think I heard that.
I think that's
like
Tampa.
Is it?
Tampa.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what I was thinking. Yeah, she's gonna. We got some friends down in Orlando, but she's down there and back. But she will not be visiting the Magic Kingdom. I don't think you're a Disney person either, right?
I am not. It's fine. It's just there's so many people, and honestly, it stressed me out more to take a vacation to Disney World as opposed to going to Europe with a 4-year-old daughter.
Oh, God.
Like, that should tell you something. Like, Europe, when we went to, like, Paris and we didn't even speak the language, that was easier than getting on these, like, trams and these shuttles and these big ships where you have to cross the water in Disney World. Like, it's crazy. It is such a stressful experience for the parents.
Oh, God. I can't even imagine. I went to Disney World once as a kid, and it was fine. Like, you know, it was just fine. But it wasn't anything that blew my mind, and I was like, okay, I've done it. It's fine. I might go back as an adult and do the whole, like, Epcot thing, but it's not something I'm really yearning to do, you know?
Well, especially, like, as an adult, like, you can go see the real thing. Like, I don't want to go see, like, Switzerland at Epcot. Like, I want to see the real thing, because, like, you know those buildings were built, like, I don't know, like 50 years ago when the ones in Europe were built in, like, the 1300s. I don't want to see replicas.
Well, no, I get that. You're not going to take Blake there just one time? Once?
She's been there. We went there when she was maybe 3, because she loved Minnie Mouse. Like, that's the reason we went, because she was, like, Minnie for, like, 3 years for Halloween. So it felt like one of those things where we wanted to take her when she was still, like, young enough to love that. So we have that checked off our list.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Been there, done that. Don't have to worry about it. So we get to listen to Bet Sweats instead. Don't have to worry about a vacation to Orlando. And I am, man, the lovely Kathy used to work at the Smithsonian National Zoo here in D.C., and I believe she worked in the reptile area like with the reptiles, so she's really accustomed. I think that's right, reptiles? Yeah. So she's not scared at all, but no thanks for this guy. I will focus on our bets, which is why I'm looking forward to Bet Sweats with Joe O and Sammy P coming up next. But first, we got to tell you who is on the card this weekend. Let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea, it's been a good week for us, so let's keep it going into the weekend.
All right, best bet for me is going to be on Jets receiver Garrett Wilson. Going to go 60-plus receiving yards here for minus 127 because I am not going to be bitten by the hook again. But listen, Garrett Wilson has a dream matchup this weekend against the Cowboys, who we all know have been giving up a ton of points, but also they've given up the most receiving yards of any defense in the NFL. And plus, when you have a desperation spot for the Jets, you lean on your number one guys. You lean on the big names, and Garrett Wilson is that guy. Plus, it feels like he has a pretty high floor with at least 9 targets in every single game this year, or at least 8 targets, excuse me, in every single game this year with 82, 84, 50, and 95 receiving yards in 4 games this year. I think he's due for a big one. This is a great matchup, a high total in this game. So let's go Garrett Wilson, 60-plus receiving yards for minus 127.
Oh, man, that's such a good play. Your prop bets have been hitting at a pretty high clip, so I'll probably tell you on that one. I have 2 bets on the card, and I just talked about Texas laying 4.5 against Florida. If you want to call me a homer, fine. I'm a homer, so I won't go into the weeds like I did in the previous segment, except to say that Texas gets some serious weaponry back on offense with Quintrevion Weisner back at running back. Emmett Mosley is ready to make his debut at receiver, and I feel like everyone's fading Arch Manning based on what we saw early in the season. I think he got over that mental block that he had against Sam Houston State when, you know, I know he was stepping over a defender, but he was just trying to get his confidence back after all of the expectations that he has heard during the preseason in his head a little bit. And I just don't know if Florida's going to be able to move the football against his Texas defense. DJ Lagway just has regressed as a quarterback. Billy Napier says he's had a good week of practice. Okay, whatever. We haven't seen anything this season to make me think he can have his way against that Texas D. So I will gladly take Texas -4.5 against Florida, even though the money is coming out on the Gators. It's kind of hard to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do though when you see the money coming in on one direction and you're going in the other, Chelsea.
Yeah, but it's still only Friday. Like, it's Friday morning. Like, this could change a couple times, you know, before game time. And plus, I think a lot of it is like some people probably still don't believe in Arch Manning. But here's the thing. I think if Steve Sarkisian puts him in a good spot where you rely heavily on the defense and you don't ask him to do that much, I feel like they'll be fine here because that defense is still very, very good.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think that's really the key. And even though Florida is very good defensively, especially up front, they have a couple of injuries where two of their bigger bodies are out for the season. They're starting cornerback now out for the season because of a shoulder issue. So they're not as strong as they were maybe earlier in the year. Have one more play in the card. Cincinnati on the money line, just minus 120, hosting number 14, Iowa State. So this is one of those fishy lines, right? Why is Cincinnati laying 1.5 against the number 14 team in the country? That doesn't make any sense. I'll tell you why. This has to do with injuries, despite the fact that Iowa State is 5-0 overall and 2-0 in the conference. They just lost their top two cornerbacks, Jeremiah Cooper and Jontez Williams, out for the season. So when you look at the Cincinnati offense playing at home, Brendan Sorsby should be able to have success against that Cyclone secondary. And Cincinnati is one of the best teams in the country at finishing drives in the red zone. Also, on defense, they get back Dante Corleone on the defensive line. He is the one of the best defenders in the entire country in the trenches. So everything is trending towards Cincinnati. I think they can have success and upset Iowa State, which it wouldn't be an upset because Cincy is favored, but they shouldn't be, and that tells me that the Bearcats are the right side. So, I am on Cincinnati.
Ah, did you say Dante Corleone?
Yep.
I feel like that's a character in, like, a mob movie.
Exactly. Hope he plays like a mob boss on Saturday. That's what I need. Before we get to Sammy P, let's bring in the Donkster.
And the Lord said unto him, bring me a heifer.
Donkster, are you quoting a Bible verse? Is this an A.J. Brown impression?
No.
Well, then what does that mean? Bring me a heifer.
It means I like them in all shapes and sizes.
Oh, God. Okay. Do you have a bet?
I do. Saints, money line, -125 against the Giants.
Okay. Whew. I'm glad that's over. Oh, look who's here. Just in time to save the show. Sammy P. Sammy, good morning.
The irony of saying heifer and then picking the Saints is unmatched. It's very funny.
That's the Donkster. He's, you know, sharp guy. Real sharp guy. He put a lot of thought into that.
Yeah, right.
Now, here's the difficult part of me trying to change it to a football conversation. Okay, so I know you've spent some time in New England. How do you feel about the Patriots getting 8.5 this week against the Bills?
It feels like a big number, but I do this reverse survivor pool called Many Losers, where you have to pick a loser every week. And I do have the Patriots in that pool. So I don't think they're going to win, but I've been impressed with Drake May. I really have in the last month or so. They've gotten him to really take that next step under McDaniels. Are you thinking they're going to cover or win outright?
I think 8.5 is too much. I also think it's a good teaser leg. Because, like, 14.5 in a teaser? Because that's the thing about, like, Mike Vrabel coach teams is I feel like he will field competitive teams even against, like, the best teams in the NFL. We saw that in Nashville when he was with the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills are winning the division. The Bills probably win the game. I don't know that I really, as I get closer to the weekend, I don't love laying 8.5. And I can tell you this, wise guys early in the week, they came into Vegas and bet the Patriots. Took the 10, took the 9.5, took the 9. So you have some wise support on your shoulder, Chelsea.
Well, Sammy P, let me ask you about this because I feel like based on what you were talking about earlier in the week that I might be on the wrong side here. I like Vandy plus the 10.5, but I know you were saying on Bet Sweats that the number out in Vegas is, you know, they're willing to lay a lot more with Bama.
Yeah, one guy said he made the game 14, and another former bookmaker, here's the exact quote, they're not giving you what you deserve on Vandy.
Interesting.
So, you hear that from people that know what they're doing, and you're like, oh, Alabama's going to kill them, aren't they? And you're like, yeah, of course they are, because it's Vandy. They've also been thinking about this game all year, Jinx.
Yeah. Mm. Of course I'm on Vandy. Of course.
I saw Denton do this. Is Denton's on Bama, I take it?
Oh, yeah, he's all over Bama. And here I am, alone in a corner. Man, just right here.
Hey, that's where you need to be sometimes, Jinx. You know
hey,
that.
I want to be in the corner on my own, just fighting everybody off. Sammy P, good to see you, buddy. Have a great show. Well, that's it for us on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. That's right, Double D. I'm not alone. We're on the Doors. For Chelsea Messenger, D-Day, Denton Day, Dylan Mitchell, and David Double D Dykstra, I'm Michael Jenkins. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.